This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. An incident over the Black Sea has further raised tensions over Russia's war in Ukraine, this time involving an American MQ-9 drone. Brigadier General Pat Ryder, the Pentagon's chief spokesperson, says one of the Russian jets hit the MQ-9 propeller. He said because of the damage, they had to crash it into the Black Sea. Russia denies its plane struck the drone. The U.S. calls it an unsafe, unprofessional intercept. The Wagner chief said Wednesday that Russians should be allowed to criticize top military commanders after lawmakers tightened penalties for discrediting forces fighting in Ukraine. On Tuesday, Parliament's lower house approved legislation introducing heavy jail terms for people who criticize mercenaries, including members of the Wagner Group, a measure that only applied to regular forces before. Wagner chief Yevgeny Prigozhin said on Wednesday that people should feel free to express their opinion and only ordinary soldiers were beyond criticism. Germany's defense industry says it stands ready to supply Ukraine with much-needed arms and ammunition, but needs clarity about what the country requires before investing in further production capacity. Here's VOA's Tommy McNeil.
There have been concerns mainly over the rate at which Ukraine is using ammunition, straining the capacity of Western defense industries to keep both the Ukrainian military and their own supplied. The German arms industry is hoping the war in Ukraine will also help get defense spending in Europe classified as sustainable, allowing it to attract investors who currently refuse to do business with weapons manufacturers. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
Clashes have erupted in Pakistan after police tried to arrest former Prime Minister Imran Khan from his home in the eastern city of Lahore. Khan remained under siege Wednesday, a day after about a dozen officers were injured in the violence. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden has taken steps to strengthen gun background checks. AP correspondent Norman Hall has more.
The president signed an executive order aimed at increasing background checks to buy guns, promoting more secure firearm storage, and ensuring U.S. law enforcement agencies get more out of a bipartisan gun control law enacted last summer. The backdrop was a suburban Los Angeles community where a gunman stormed a dance hall and shot 20 people, killing 11, following a Lunar New Year celebration in January. The executive order directs federal agencies to ensure compliance with existing laws and procedures.
It'll accelerate and intensify this work to save more lives more quickly.
Biden is also mandating better reporting of ballistics data from federal law enforcement for a clearinghouse that allows federal, state, and local law enforcement to match shell casings to guns. I'm Norman Hall.
A soft-spoken former Turkish civil servant, dubbed Turkey's Gandhi, is uniting a divided opposition ahead of May's presidential elections. VOA's Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul.
74-year-old Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu brought his CHP party back from the dead. His 400-kilometer march for justice from Ankara to Istanbul over the jailing of government critics morphed into one of the first major mass movements against President Recep Tayyip Erdogan's rule. With Kılıçdaroğlu's coalition of parties that includes nationalists, Islamists, the left and right, he promises an end to political and ethnic polarization in what many see as the biggest challenge to Erdogan's rule. Dorian Jones for VOA News, Istanbul.
Honduras will seek to establish diplomatic ties with China. AP's Lisa Dwyer has that story.
The president of Honduras has announced the country will seek to establish diplomatic relations with China, which would imply severing relations with Taiwan. Honduras is one of the few remaining allies of Taiwan, and the announcement represents a change in its diplomatic views. In January 2022, the Foreign Affairs Minister told the Associated Press that Honduras would continue to strengthen ties with Taiwan and that establishing a diplomatic relationship with China was not a priority. Beijing has isolated Taiwan diplomatically with a long campaign against such recognition under the One China policy. China claims self-ruled democratic Taiwan is part of China's territory and sees diplomatic recognition of the island as interference in China's affairs. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Nigeria's central bank has extended the timeline to swap out its old currency for redesigned notes after the change triggered a cash shortage. I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.